Exclusive to Jacaranda FM, it's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.
Dis 10:05 en dit is die nuwe tuiste van Explained Well with Christelle. So elke dag gaan ons deur een van die week se relevante stories en Christelle en dalk 'n kenner ook soos ons gister met Dr. Koenema gehad het. Ons gesels oor die storie en ons probeer dit unpack and we try and get a little bit more detail out of it.
Ja, yeah. So Christelle, why are we talking about chickens today?
So yes, I mean, and there's the way that Roz introduced it, there are big things, but ek dink ons almal wil weet oor die prys van hoenders en eiers. So ons het mos vroeër die maand toe ons inkopies gedoen het, ons het eindelik betaal in Januarie. Ons het so vinnig gepraat oor die prys van hoenders en eiers en hoe dit dalk 'n indikasie kan wees van die koste, lewenskostes wat styg.
Ja.
So ek wil vandag dit bietjie meer verduidelik en ek dink dit help as ons kyk na ander wat groter probleme het as ons, dat ons dalk hopelik bietjie beter kan voel oor onsself.
Ja.
Okay. So kom ons begin in Amerika waar eierpryse in die laaste jaar met 60% gestyg het.
Oh, so wait, this is a global chicken and egg thing.
It's a global chicken and egg thing, but for different reasons.
Ja.
So in the US, egg prices have soared 60% in the last year. There, we can blame chicken flu, bird flu.
Okay.
Bird flu. So that's leading to a devastating impact on eggs. So you pretty much have to be a millionaire to buy a dozen eggs there. In New Zealand, it's even harder to get eggs, but for even a completely different reason. They have phased out battery chickens.
Free range only.
Yeah. And it's getting bad enough there in terms of how hard it is to find eggs that we've got whole cruise ships docking, being refused eggs.
Well, can you imagine? You're a cruise ship with 3,000 people on board.
Yeah.
And then some oak walks into their local version of Pick and Pay and goes, hi, I'd like 96,000 eggs for the next week, please.
Ja. In die verlede miskien sou dit nog haalbaar gewees het, maar nou op die stadium kan elke persoon net 'n sekere hoeveelheid eiers op 'n slag koop.
Egg rations.
Egg rations, ja.
So, Christelle, wat is spesifiek van die kwesties wat ons hoender of poultry industrie eintlik affekteer?
Load shedding.
Ja, nou letterlik. So ons het ook 'n probleem.
Ons het ook 'n probleem met hoenders en eiers,
maar dis beerdkrag. So rukkie terug het van die kettingwinkels wat gebraaide hoender maak, begin sê ons kan nie al ons takke oophou nie, want die voorraad van hoenders is problematies as gevolg so 'n knock-on effect of load shedding. And all of this, I'm hoping that there might be a solution. So I remember at last year's State of the Nation address, the president kept talking about chickens.
Did he?
Yes. Look, so not all the time, but like, elke nou en dan praat hy van hoenders, and it's like, hoekom? And it turns out we have a poultry master plan. Just like we have an energy
My
master
fellow South plan. Africans.
We have a poultry master plan. And that was so the sequence of events. We have the January 8th statement. Then we have the State of the Nation coming up this month. Then we have the budget vote. Members of the public can now send the Minister of Finance their input of what should be included in the budget vote. So as jy wil vra oor hoenders en eiers, ek sal dit ondersteun. Want my hoop is dat hy vir ons klarigheid kan gee oor die hoendermeesterplan.
Hold on. So we don't know what the chicken master plan actually was.
So no, the chicken master plan has yielded some results. This is actually phenomenal.
Stop it. None of this is real.
The poultry sector master plan, apologies.
Yeah.
So emerging farmers have spent more than 600 million to build new farms in order to build capacity. The industry as a whole has seen investment of about 1.5 billion rand to expand local processing capacity. Load shedding is countering that. The other thing that is countering that is chicken dumping.
Ja, dit is eintlik waaroor ek jou wou vra. Die feit dat so baie van ons proteïene, dit is nou hoender en eiers, ingevoer word van ander lande, sit eintlik die brieke op mense wat nou regtig hulle pluimvee besighede wil develop en hulle wil nog geld daarin belê. So if there's just going to be dumped chicken.
Exclusive to Jacaranda FM. It's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.